Fine.
So now, that's the show. That's what we're going to do.
Zayin. Ikur Marie was to this hafadasa. The main reason why people have to suffer in with money in a parnasa.
Who?
Who?
What is it?
Who are you? She will damage your breast. That's the main reason why they have problems with money. Okay, me is the sheres reason. For someone who does protect their breast, even when he doesn't mean he's not going to have to work, but when he works, his work is the work of Alechas HaMishkan. In the Mishkan also they have to work. There'd be people sitting there banging away, hammering, doing different things.
What's Leches?
Milechas HaMishkan.
Oh, the
working of the Mishkan. When they put up the Mishkan, also they have to work hard, right? They weren't sitting and learning. Maybe they were trying to learn like banging.
Nothing to do.
What? The people, whoever, Patala, they'll be telling the Chachamim. But also it's the aspect, the same aspect, meaning, of course they were doing with all types of mystical concentration, but Lamais, they work. They worked physically. And that's the aspect of the 39 lights. Because we know that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. Right? Why the 39? What's the 39 malachas on Shabbos? So all the 30, Rav Nachman says in Kutei Halachos, by Hilchos Shabbos, that we think on Shabbos we want to be free. Right? We want to do what we want. We want to get in the car. You think to be free to do the malacha. But the 39 malachas are all really 39 curses. And these are the 39 curses that Adam got, the world got, after the sin of Adam Rishon. The Zohar says there were 39 curses given out, right after the chait. It says Adam got 10, Chava got 10, the Nachash got 10, and the earth got
9.
So there were 39, so everybody knows right. After the sin of Adam Rishon, Hashem, the world got cursed. Hashem cursed the world 39 curses. Now, these 39 curses really, for us, are the 39 malachas. The 39 main forbidden labors, which are forbidden on Shabbos, those are really, those are the 39 curses. So basically, Hashem is saying, on Shabbos, I don't want you to be cursed. This is the curse. All these work, we keep on working. On Shabbos, Hashem says, realize, I don't want you to be cursed today. Today, it's Me'ed Olam Haba, you're not cursed. Now, there's also aspects of doing so. Person was to work harder and harder during the week. So also when someone damages their breast, then they get cursed. The curse of other Marisha, they kick in, and therefore they have to work. And what was the curse? He's going to have to work very hard. Basically, the 39 labors kick in. And even if you were doing them yesterday, when you do it today, it's a curse. But yesterday you were doing it, and someone who fixes their breast, they're doing it. When they're working, it's the aspect of Malachas HaMishkan. They're building worlds. Right? They're building huge spiritual worlds through the Malacha, doing business with Emuna. But when they mess up their breast, they're just working just for being cursed. They're not really doing so much spiritual stuff with their work. They're just getting a curse. They're just trying to fulfill their curse.
Is there?
Of course it does. Which 39 malachas are also on Shabbos?
Yeah.
The 39 malachas that the 39 malachas, what are the 39 forbidden labors? All the labors they did for the Mishkan, but then they were doing it in Kedusha, and they were building up the spiritual worlds, right? All those we're not allowed to do, because when we're doing them mundanely, we're doing them, it's usually out of a curse. So we're not supposed to be cursed that job. So all those 39 malachas they were doing, right? So now if a person works, now when a person works during the week, if a person protects their wrist, then they're working these 39 labors, it's just like they did these labors for the Mishkan. They're building spiritual worlds. And now also, you're building the Mishkan, you're building spiritual worlds, you're working with Emunah and Hashem, you're seeing Hashem and everything, talking to people in the business about Emunah. But the same person, if you're doing the same job, selling the same pizza, delivering the same pizza, but you're not really fixing worlds now so much. Now you're just suffering the curse. Right? Today you're working, getting 39 curses. One day you can be doing 39, building the Mishkan, building beautiful Mishkan, working hard, but you're building a Mishkan. Work hard for Hashem, support a family, but you're building spiritual worlds. But another same person can be messed up, be fighting the bris, and the next day they go to work, and now they're not really building worlds. They're just suffering the 39 curses of Adam Arisha. So, it's like a. But, and more than that, someone who messes, they damage their bris, then poverty chases after them. No matter what they do, they can try to pay the bill, get money in there, it's going to keep chasing them. No matter what they do. And he brings on himself the yoke of Parnassa, that now he has to work hard to make money. It's with bitterness, which is also the aspect of 39 Malkus, 39 lashes. Rahman al Islash Shabshal, this yeah. 39 last year, so Hashem should save us. Protect the priest, the Mizrecha. So they just get it. Even if you work, it's much easier. The money comes in Kedusha, at least you're building the Mishkan while we work. It's Masha, you have to work much harder. Even if it says, a person can still have to work, but they're sharing with the priest. But their work is the aspect of the 39 Malachas HaMishkan, they're building the Mishkan. They're in spirituality, they're building the Mishkan.
Save at the Breslau of Minhagim.
Also, at the minute of the mikvah, go to the mikvah 39 times in Arab Shabbos. It's not too much for you. It's a dunk.
Yeah?
Minute is 39. 7, 5, and 1, 3 times. It's the Yudgil Minas Arafa, and one of the ways they're broken up, the 13 actually is 7, 5, and 1. So you do 7, 5, 1, 7, 5, 1, 7, 5, and 1. 13 times 3 is 39. Also, it's connected because we want to get away from the 39 malachas of all the curses and the Kaaba prison, 39 malachas of during the week. I want to get into the Shabbos mode.
Wait,
like 7 times, take a break. 7 times, 7, 5, 1.
And do 1.
Break, 7, 5, 1.
Break, and then 7 again, yeah?
7, 5, and 1. If you get, even one time, just dip once is the main thing, but.
Not
really, one time.
Yeah. Break doesn't mean chat, people are out there.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
There's
no coffee table.
Yeah. No coffee, right? No, you're coffee into the mikro. 10, <but. laughs> Yeah, 7, 5. It's good, everything's good, but yeah, that's the bit against. 3 times 7, 5, 1. 13 times 3. 13 times 3 in higher calculus is 39. Right? It's usually there's a rachel 3 times and getting away from the 39 malachas. We want to get into 39 malachas mishkan. Right? We want to get away from all the whole week, all the time of the week. If you do it, it's nice. You do whatever your minute is. You have a different minute. 3 times, 7 times, 1 time.
It only takes 2 minutes. It sounds like a long time, but really. Right. I want to take it. I mean, it depends on how much kavanah you have, but you could do the whole thing.
Well, yeah, some guys, they want to be late. This is a thing they do. This. See you guys.
Wow.
Get a finger. Because consider you come out. Like, yeah. The guys, like, see you guys, finger all set. No people limit, but you see fingers coming up. You guys are 39 times. It could work. I don't know if that's whatever. It definitely could work. But hopefully, yeah. But usually we try to, like, humble ourselves. That's probably going to make we go down. You humble ourselves every time into the tas, into the water, back into the thing of. Like before, under the chinuch said, we're going to the. We can't breathe. We're bittul ourselves to Hashem. We can't do anything. We can't breathe and nothing. Under the water. And you stay under the water until you can't breathe. Also, a lot of stupid things in the Rechma. That's what Hashem Tov says. You're supposed to go under the water until you can't breathe. One time, until you. That you, I have in mind to be much of nefesh for Hashem. I'm going to give up my life for Hashem. It's like you. Mom, it's like you. Give up your life. Okay, there's Hashem. Stay under the water. Usually do it the last once, then you can still. Yeah, just trying to do that. Because you're going into the mikvah, you have in mind, I'm willing to kill myself, I'm willing to give up my life. I could show you, think in my mind, I'm preparing myself, I'm willing, if I had to right now, I'll take that hold me on there.
It's the same about the Shema.
For Shema.
Where you're supposed to hold that, hold Nefesh, all your soul,
you picture, they say the Kabbalah is a very big thing, even to picture.
Fulfill. It's the mitzvah, that how are you supposed to fulfill that with all your, you know.
Fine. Because even that our machshav is very big, our thoughts are very big. If you think about it, you have that rust, and it's worth a lot. So just that rust, I think I'm willing to live in my life like a shah, I can't breathe this time, I just want to be connected to you. Thanks. It helps. It helps. I'm very weak, do all these things at home.
Huh?
You can do all these things that help, like the tzaddikim, because we're weak people. They have all these tidbits from the tzaddikim. It helps us continue. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. So we know from Yaakov Avinu, he left his father's house at the age of 63. And all of a sudden, he got to Laban's house at 77.
What
happened? Yaakov Avinu left his father in Haran at the age of 63. And the Pasuk doesn't tell us. He said by the time he got to Laban's house, he was 77. So what happened then? Where did he disappear for 14 years? So the Medrash says, didn't take the wrong place. The Medrash says, the Medrash says,
coffee break.
He went to Shiva's Shem Ve'Aver, went to learn for 14 years.
That's cool. I have guys at Dafka stayed in Yeshiva for 14 years, just to mimic this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not from Rabbi Akiva?
Okay. Oh, so.
for Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu,
Yaakov Avinu probably knew some Torah before then also, right? Yaakov Avinu, probably like he was the main, he's like the pillar of Torah, he probably also won a Torah before. So now he just like said his whole life. Oh, so said over here that the Chofetz Chaim says, Yaakov Avinu knew that Lavan's Nashon is going to give him his daughters right away to marry him, right? And we know Yaakov Avinu became an ani on the road from Alifaz, right? So he knew he's going to have to work. He knew already he's going to have to work. So, and now he knows that Laban's not the nicest guy to be next to, right? He's not the nicest person. He knows he's a trickster, right? He knows that he just wants to kill Yaakov Avinu, right? Like we see, the Pasuk says that he wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu. And he was full of a desire. So he said, my only etzah is that before I hit up with Laban, I have to learn a lot of Torah. I had to prepare myself. He knew that he has to bring, he told Laban, after working for Laban for like 7 years, he's like, hello, I have to make the Shvatim, right? He's like, when am I going to, he knew the Shvatim was supposed to come from him. He's like, when am I going to have children? That's what he told Laban. So we asked Yaakov, so what do you do the past 14 years before that, right? So why, if he's so important to you to have the Shvatim, so why didn't you, because he knew he had to prepare himself. He knew he was going after the war. He knew he was in for a big war with Laban. And the only way to overcome it was he'd have to prepare himself by filling himself up with Torah for 14 years.
Then he waited 7 more for Leah, or he got married to Leah and had to work 7 years?
He worked and then he got married.
He worked for 7 years.
And then he worked and he got married.
And then he got married.
And then he got married. Well, he worked, and then the second one he got right away, but then after Shara Brachos.
The second one.
The second one he got first.
Oh, the second one. I thought he worked again for the second one.
He gave it to right. He asked him for it right away. So like after the Shabbat Brachos with one, he got
and then
the
he worked
one.
Another 7 years.
The next time he worked afterwards,
right.
But
so he was 84 now. And then how long did he have to wait until his first until Reuven?
Can you imagine two Shabbat Brachos?
Going right away. Yeah, two Shabbat Brachos. Finish Shabbat Brachos. Start again. Shabbat Brachos. Right, Lovin didn't sponsor it. Also, Lovin didn't sponsor. He sponsored it.
He did.
Probably not.
Good.
Fine, so we're saying that some people, we were saying earlier, some people feel like their children are not going to be able to learn Torah their whole life. Right? For whatever reason, they're not going to learn the life. They need parnasa, he's not made up for it, he's not cut out for this. Some people say, so why should I even send them to learn now? Why should I try to learn what they can? The answer is just like Yaakov Avinu, before he went to the war, he knew he has to prepare himself. See, that also, we have to prepare ourselves for Torah before we go to a war. You know, on a daily basis, we know we have to go to work before the war, to fill up on Torah, to fill up on our ammunition. Or children also, we know that they might not be able to learn the Torah the whole life. So don't give up now. So, oh, he's 14 years old, just let him do what he wants. Let him go to work. Let him appear whatever he can before the Muhammad. Just like Yaakov Avinu knew what world he's going to. Especially today, we know what world we're going into. Therefore, we should try to let them prepare. Don't just say, oh, anyway, he's not going to learn later. Try to give them chizik as much as they can to help them go on. Long the holy test, I'm going to new Mishnah. The Shammai Aymrit. Ein malich es asulam mishavich l'shavach. The Shammai says, you're not allowed to move the ladder from dovecote to dovecote. It's like a little birdcage on a big stick. It has a bunch of windows.
So it's an article of clothing for a small bird.
Dovecote. So he's saying, dovecote. I found this cage, call it whatever you want, chicken cage. A dove cage, a dove house, a bird house. Right? So it's saying, you're not allowed to transfer your ladder from one house to another house. Right? But you're not allowed. But, however, you're allowed to bend it and tilt it from one window to another window. So I don't know how it works exactly. Somehow, they didn't really like move the whole ladder. You're like able to tilt it and it would hit another window. But you have this house, if you, right? Has a bunch of windows. Each compartment, right? Let's say you have 3 windows. Right? So this, you didn't really have to move the whole ladder, or like you move it a drop, you just tilt it to the next window. So you're not really moving the ladder, Therebes Shammai says, therefore that's Mukta. What
about moving the ladder because it's Mukta?
No, not because it's Mukta. We're going to say because of Maris Ayin. So it looks like if some guy sees you holding a ladder, he thinks you're going to fix your roof again.
The ladder is. It's leaning against the dove coat. Is he going to think he's going to or he's going to take it away from there and going to go plaster?
Maybe it looks like that's... Oh, someone wants maybe to try to plaster.
The dove coat.
No, he's, if you, so I'll tell you, if you see him just moving it over, so what's your question?
How do I know? Why would I think he's going to move it to the pastor's group?
No, it means to do a lot of the rest.
No, but he's moving, he's moving the ladder.
Don't move the book in the ladder, meaning it doesn't necessarily have to have been leaning against the dovecote to begin with. He could be walking from his house to the dovecote, which is a good ladder. Right? So maybe he's just going to go see off his roof.
I see. Let's say the guy has one on this end of his yard. He has one duff coin. The other end of the yard, he has another one. So you see this guy holding his ladder going across his yard. So maybe you might think, I don't know where you're going. Maybe I think going to do something. It looks like you're going to work. Looks like you have an off day, so you're going to fix your roof or do some other malach. These were a lot of things. That was just a common thing those days. Rashi told like every winter they have to like redo their roof. We had Rashi's makos, right? They have leaks and different things. So if he's just moving it a little bit from window to window, he's just like tilting it. So no one's gonna start thinking, "Oh, you're going to the thing." I see what you're doing. You tilted it a drop. It is shot. I see what you're doing. But you're not gonna go carry a ladder from one to the next. Good. That's mishamayos because it looks like it's maris ayin. It's this thing that we don't. Chazal never let you do things that look like you're doing it. Isser. Why? Why don't we let you do things that look like you're doing it, sir? Two reasons.
Why do you what?
Why don't we let you do things look like you're doing it? Yes. We don't let you carry a ladder because it looks like you're fixing your roof. So who cares what it looks like? So if you come over to me and ask me what I'm doing, I'll tell you.
Someone might think that it's a preferred action.
Oh, so first of all, some might think you're a big rabbi. You learn Choshul Chassid. I saw you.
If it's a call home, I can do it.
Yeah, I'm a regular guy. For sure I can do it. I'm some dude. Who, for sure I can.
Yeah.
What?
It's moving the ladder.
He's in his yard.
In his yard.
Let's say from one end to the other end. So David so Bishama says you can't do it. Bishama says Matir, Bishama says Mutter. We don't have to think. Everybody sees your top coach around. We see what you're doing. No one thinks that you're fixing your ladder. I see you're trying to get a pigeon, get one of your doves to eat for your suta. I see what you're doing. So you don't have to be so extreme. People are going to think you're fixing your roof. Everyone sees what you're doing? Good, that's Beis Hillel holds. Therefore, it's Mutter. Good? Let's see Rashi HaKadosh on the Mishnah. This is my thesis. Yes, we have a Chodesh Mishama and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, you're not allowed to move the ladder. And Beis Hillel says you can. Good? Let's see Rashi. You're not in your house, you're outside.
The rest is on
Thursday? And my Malichat Esasulam, so it says Rashi is kasalk that we think now. Let's see Rashi. Sulam hamayuchalaka. The ladder which is specifically for the doves. Right? So you have a ladder that's specifically for the doves. The nikar is recognizable shehu shel shevach. That it is a ladder which is for the dove coats. That's first of all. It does not look like the ladder that you fix your roof with. Right? It's a different ladder, a different type of ladder. Right? So what's Jada Beis Shammai? The time of the Beis Shammai, the reason for Beis Shammai, when the Bach adds in a way, says, you say, the Asri, the reason why Beis Shammai said it's Asr, the Farish the Gemara is going to explain. Right? We're going to see soon in the Gemara because the Mara's Ayin. It looks like you're doing something wrong.
You would have thought that it would be the other way because it was machiach alav, but it's like proving the ladder meaning that you would think it looks like a stone ladder.
Let's finish Rashi here. The time of the Bishami, Mefarish B'Gemara, right? The reason for Bishami that he says it's Asr, we're going to explain to the Gemara. Why it's Asr? Va'af al pishu ba, little cousin. And even though you are coming to take these little doves, these gozlois, the Simchas Yamta for Simchas Yamta. So really, the fact that I want to take these birds, there's no issue with Muqsa. Taking the birds to Shechta. Right? And still, Beis Shammai holds, Chazal still make a takana, we don't let you move your ladder to go get your doves. Which means, your ladder is right now by your dove coat, which there's no pigeons in there. I want to move it so I can get to the next windows. So I can take out some birds to eat for the Suda. Beis Shammai says, too bad. Since Barasai, even though you're not going to have some chazyam to that, we don't care. Rabbanan said you're not allowed.
Maybe he's talking about a regular ladder, but a ladder has a sign on it saying, this is my dovecote ladder.
It's still, Rashi says, even then,
okay.
Rashi says, still usher. Because Rashi says, that's our case. Our case is, it's a sum of a shavach, and still it's usher, according to Beis Shammai. Because sometimes, your other ladder is broken, your roof ladder. Sometimes you'll use this ladder also to climb. Right? It's true. It has a big sign. It has a picture of a dove on it, a little bird painted onto it. Still, it's usher because the Chabad Shammai says still you might have used it for your roof. Even then, Rashi says, I don't know exactly where Rashi knows, but Rashi where he knows it from, he says even then it's still usher. He knows when you are later. The Gemara is going to say later if it's a roof ladder, everyone holds it's usher. It's Shammai and Beis Hillel.
If it's a roof ladder.
Because for sure it looks like you're fixing your
ladder.
A regular ladder to fix your roof. Here, if it's a shavach, so the Shammai says it's motor. The Shammai says usher, so says it's motor. So Rashi is just pointing out that even though there's the issue of Simchas Yom Tov, and by the Shammai not letting you move this ladder, you're not going to enjoy Yom Tov, it doesn't matter. We don't want you moving this ladder because it's Varah Sai. Even if you're not going to have your nice doves at your table.
Okay,
so I'm not,
good. He's not worried about Marasai.
In this case, he's not worried about Marasai.
Why not?
Because he's going to. Because he said why. Because the Gemara is going to say in a second that we see what you're doing. Your Shevach proves to me what you're doing. I see your dovecotes here. So I understand what you're doing. I see you with your dovecot ladder. You're moving from one dovecot to the next dovecot. So don't have to be worried. The guy thinks you're fixing your roof. Let him watch what you're doing, and I'll see you're moving it from one dovecote to the next dovecote. Don't be so worried, you guys are going to think you're fixing your roof. It's Beis Hillel.
Well, Beis Shammai holds it approves it. Beis Hillel
holds it. Beis Shammai is Usher. Beis Shammai says Usher.
But you're allowed to move it from window to window because the code proves that it's like a. The code gives
Beis Shammai.
Beis Hillel. Proves that he allows you to do whatever, it doesn't care.
Of course he cares, but they still hold you to do what you do, because also because Gemara says, because Shev Chamechiyah Chalav. We'll see in the Gemara we tell us, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Gemara says, because Shev Chamechiyah Chalav also.
Also is.
Fine.
But if it's far away from me, how could it do that?
Because then
you have to
watch you.
Let
the person watch you for more than 30 seconds. Look what you're doing, don't just assume, see it, your gut, you're doing Haveras, and just watch you. That's what he still holds. You Shev Chamechiyah, it's something that I could see, something that can be clarified.
Same thing by Koi then. Why not just let him watch it for a little longer? Oh, he's not eating the fats. He's throwing the fats away. You can't sit with Marasai.
Same thing by Koi.
And then if you're going to say you have the head there, you're not suspicious on Marasai because you can just watch longer, then you should never be worried for Marasai ever.
So it seems like from Marasai, interesting Rashi, we're going to see Rashi says, Shevchei Shal Sulam. It creates the Sulam also helps you. It creates the Shevch with the Sulam. It's a ladder for a shevach and you have a shevach here. Because that's the type of ladder it is.
That's Beis Shammai, but aren't they? Beis Hillel allows even to walk, yeah?
We'll see Rashi. Beis Hillel. Rashi says an interesting lesson over there. The shevach shal sulam. Rashi says, since the shevach that you need the ladder, right? And that's what you need it for. We'll see Rashi. We'll see. Beis Hillel, well, let's wait for the Gemara. What this far? We don't know anything. Rashi said, wait for the Gemara until the same Shabbos Beis Hillel. So what our Mishnah say? Mechaloy lechaloy. But when you move it from one window to the next window, right? For ois b'shevach atzmai, in this shevach itself, right? Then it's mutter. Beis Shammai agrees it's mutter. Shekein derech shevach. This is the way of the shevach. Lias poi mechitzas harvi. It would be to it many mechitzas, many separations. Kei lechozo. Be like a compartment and a cage, like for each pair. Chozo is very tznias. Every pair has their own little house. Every couple has their own little ass. The chaloy and the chalke, and each one is a little window for them to look out. For me to, I want to take them out to shaft them. Got to open it up and take them out.
Yichidot.
Single. Each one is a couple. These single apartments for couples. But basically,
when you first get married and it's like a one room apartment, they're called yichudot. So these are.
How about I compare to the dear I live in? One room apartment sounds good.
Fine. That's the Rashi's. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. So, when you read the Mishnah, you assume that Beisham and Beisil are referring to Rishus HaRam and Rishus HaYachid, right? You differentiate. I don't care where your Shevach is. Right? I don't care exactly if you can see it from Rishus HaRam and you can't see it. Correct? Well, it says this. Beisham says you can't move it from one Dafkot to the next Dafkot. Beisil says you can. So if you're a very simple person, you read the Mishnah. Doesn't matter where it is, if it's a Rishus HaYachid, if it's a Rishus HaRam. Same halacha, Bishama says Asr, Bishama says Mutter.
Bishama says we don't waive off the Muksa even for Simchas Yom Tov.
We don't waive off the Gezer of Maris Ayin, not the Muksa, not Mark Muksa. So we don't waive off the Maris Ayin.
We don't waive off the Maris Ayin.
Just to say, yes, Maris Ayin is very chav.
It's very common, because earlier we had it, we'd waive off the Muksa for Maris Ayin.
No, we have the muksa for Simchas Yom Tov. Right. Nachon. It seems like it's very machlok. Maaseh people might come to make a mistake. They'll do it Esther Deraisa because of you.
Right.
It's not like the Rabbanim. We're afraid people are going to learn from you to do it Esther Deraisa. It's very chal. You're right. It's more if I'm skilled. It's like a. It's not stam like it's the Rabbanim. They're afraid again. People are going to learn to do the wrong thing from you. It's not stam. You're not doing the Rabbanim. We'd like you to do muksa extra together.
It's not even you're worried about you doing the
muksa.
Worried about
right. Some guys mamash do Esther Deraisa. That's what Shabbat Raya is saying. Yeah, but we're going to wait. Someone's going to think that you're allowed to do it. Right. Comes Rav Chana. Amar Rav Chana. Comes the Amar Rav Chana. Amar Rav Chana. And he says, Amar Rav Chana Bar Ami. Machlokes versus a rabbin. Breaking news. Our whole Mishnah is only referring to a case of Rishus HaRabin. If you could see your dovecotes from Rishus HaRabin, right? You get the view from Rishus HaRabin. Then we have an issue. Why? The Beishamai Savri, Beishamai holds Haraya, one who sees it, some guy, innocent passerby, is going to look. Haraya, Omer, I'll say, La'atiyach Gagi Hutarach. The reason why he needs this ladder is La'atiyach Gagi, in order to plaster up his roof. That's why he's carrying the ladder. The other thing must be, you're a religious person, you're allowed to plaster your roof on Yom Tov. Must be you need it, it's leaking into your house. Must be it's looked to roof, plaster your roof on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's Aster to move it. Even if you're not going to get your birds, too bad. But they still hold Savri, they still hold. No. Shaivchai Machiachla. His Shaivach, his Dovecoat, his Dovecoat, his Machiachla. It's going to prove what he's doing. Tell the guy, just stand here for 30 seconds. You'll see the guy's taking the ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote. Right? And you see that his shevach. So let's see Rashi exactly what it means, shevach mechichla. Because Yaakov is saying he doesn't like that shot. Because every Maharaj sign, just tell the guy, look what I'm doing, and talk to me about it. Like, my eyes, if the guy would ever inquire.
The ladder would move on to it.
So that's what Rashi says.
The ladder should
that's what Rashi says. It's a shevach ladder, right? We said there's two. Picture of two doves on this painted on the side of your ladder. It's like a whole thing. You see, it's that size. It's exactly perfect size to go to a shevach. Right, it's a special ladder that you have to tilt to lean against your shevach. It's a shevach ladder. If you go to the store, you say, what type of ladder do you want? You want a shevach ladder. A dovecote ladder. They say, okay, we got a tenant stock. It's a certain ladder. So he's saying, usually, it could be you took it to the roof. It could be you'd use it for your roof. But we're going to assume, I'm not going to start assuming using it for your roof now. It's this type of ladder. Let's see Rashi. The second to last narrow line. Shevcha Haraya, one who sees Shuhu Malicha, that it is, he's going to take it. He's bringing it. So Beishami says, Oymer he'll say, La'atiyach Gagi Tzarech, he needs it to tar up, to plaster up his roof. Farehu Oysa Malacha, and behold, he's doing Malacha, B'yamtav on Yamtav, and he's going to learn from you, you're allowed to do Malacha on Yamtav, right? Of sitting there plastering your roof. Yes, I'm saying end up it's malacha. I'm not sure exactly which malacha it is. You end up doing. You end up doing real malacha. The raisa on Yom Tov, plaster up your roof.
Makavadish, no. Or smoothing.
Smoothing. You definitely got to get involved a lot of malachas when you tar your roof. Binyan, be a lot of things. Finishing your binyan. Fine. Latiach. What latiach mean? Let's see. Rashi, the first one. Like, to tachid guys, they used to plaster up their roofs with tit. Because they weren't slanted. They didn't have slanted roofs that the rain would just fall off. They're flat roofs. Ella asuri, they were made kmit tikwas aliyah, like the beam of the roof of the ceiling, which means basically they would use the top of their houses.
Was the word for beam?
Tikra is a beam. Aliyah is like the ceiling beam.
Tikra is a beam. I thought
tikra was a ceiling.
Sorry.
Tikra is a ceiling. Tikra is like a ceiling. Tikra, they usually refer to tikra, the beam. It means the poor beam that goes on the ceiling is also called a tikra. That's the tikra. But these days they say tikra is the ceiling. Like in modern day, even they say it's the ceiling. But it means the tikra is aliyah. Like the ceiling of your roof. Basically, it means that you're taking what's your ceiling on your house and you're using it now. And you use them. They used to do things on the roof. It was a flat roof. And you used to walk on it. It was like a slant roof you can't walk on. You used to have a flat roof. Therefore, Tachad Isa, they used to plaster them up. Umishab in Hatiach, and they would slant the Tiach, the plaster, Letzad Haksalim to the side of the walls, Shizubu Mimim, that its water should flow down.
So he was making an angle.
Yeah, making an angle.
Wait, that's okay.
He's making an angle.
It was flat.
I'm saying, Rashi explained it first that roof itself wasn't on an angle.
Right.
To begin with, it wasn't the roofs that are on an angle, it's a flat roof.
Flat roof, and then
you
then
it's
the opposite. Yeah,
we
have to make the water come on.
Right.
Yeah,
you
make
it a little
slope with the
towards, like right by the wall, so it's just slide off right down, or at least go into the gutter. They had gutters then also. So go on into the gutters, go straight into the gutter, like gutter systems then also. Fine. So therefore, Rabbi Shammai says that the guy sees that you're moving your ladder too much from Shabbat to Shabbat, it looks like you are doing a malacha. Fine. Comes Beis Hillel and says, no. Shevchai machiach alav. A third wide line of Rashi. Beis Hillel holds Shevchai machiach alav. Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to do because you're Shevchai, yeah? Because you're Shevchai is machiach. What does that mean? So Rashi doesn't mean Israel. What does Rashi mean? Shevchai shel suba. If you have a shevach with a ladder, mechiach shehu nikra proves to us what you're doing. Shehu nikra is recognizable. Shehu shel shevach, that it's of the shevach. It's like we're asking about the ladder.
Yeah. How did you read that? Yeah. But how do you read that? Shevchu shel suba. Dove coat of a ladder. It should be suba shel shevchu.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think I asked this yesterday. Same thing. Right?
Sounds like the coal is what proves the ladder. Not the, but in which case, it's Hela's shit doesn't make sense because you're going away from the coal.
No, you see where you're going from.
Do you? Mars time. Not necessarily. Right?
As I was learning about Sufa Shal Shulam, unless you're asking me Shulam Shal Shavach, I mean, that since it's a ladder of the Shavach, that's why it's good enough. This is Rashi's test.
So then it should be Shulam
Shal Shavach. I'll take a check. Right. That's what I said, Shani. Why? Since it's this type of ladder, you see what you're doing.
The Gemara says that it's the shavach that proves, not the ladder.
Sure, but it sounds like Rashi is saying something else. It sounds like Rashi saying Rashi means it's the ladder. Meaning, your shavach proves on the ladder what you're doing. I don't know if it's because someone thinks you're moving your ladder to move it, because your shavach proves the ladder is a chiyach.
But you're far away from it.
Second.
Understand.
It's the Sulam itself. Selig Rashi is trying to explain to us how it works in the Gemara. That the Be'iri says explicitly it's the shape of the Sulam.
So the Gemara says, Shokhu, he's talking about the ladder, really.
So the Gemara says, Shokhu, he's talking. Shevach shel sulam mechiach. It sounds right. Rashi doesn't make. Rashi means probably means the sulam of the shevach. The shevach shel sulam. Shu nikar shu shel shevach. Right. It's a little hard to say. Which Rashi is this thing? Shevach shel sulam. So, some of you want to say Rashi means both. You need the Shevach and the Sulam. You need both. You have the Shevach, and you have the Sulam. You need both of them to prove to you that there's no Gzeir.
I don't know. If you're going away from the thing, going to another one, how could you can't both approve? You can only rely on the latter.
Of course, there's also a part. Fine, we rely on the latter.
No, I don't understand.
Can't you read it, Shoko, comma, Sulam, what's that? Shoko, his latter proves it.
Shell. Yes, shell is more like of something. It could be. It could be a shell. I don't know. It's hard rational thing. It could be. I don't know. It's not so clear to me. I don't see the rest.
That is
a shell. That's a shell. So it's a little bit different. I'm not sure exactly. It sounds like over here. I understood the Gemara. What's the chat? What's Beis Hillel Shita? How do you understand Beis Hillel Shita?
He can move
the letter. Why?
Not a
doctor.
It's just any letter.
You
can move it.
Well, what do you mean? Not letting you move every letter. Not letting you move every letter.
You want to say it's a special dot-com letter?
So you want to say it's
part of Beis Hillel?
It's a readily observable letter. It's what's up, Carson.
That's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel. No one's going to think you're using. Beis Hillel, you might have been using your dot-com. Someone could still be hushing you. You're using a dove code to fix your roof.
Is
that weird?
Is it really, really forced? People are going to say, oh, that dove code, he's going to use it for plastering.
That's what Bishami holds. Still, you still have to worry. Someone might think you're using it for the roof.
Is it easy to understand that the dove code ladder for base Shama, but not for base Hillel? Two different kinds of ladders.
Bishami is Hillel and one kind of ladder. Bishami is Hillel, the same type of ladder.
It's the same ladder.
Of course, they're arguing each other. They're one type of ladder. They can't be two type of ladder. They're both a ladder that's made for the dovecote. Bisham is saying, we're worried that people are going to think that you're going to fix your roof. But it's also, we're not worried about such a thing. You don't have to worry.
So basically, Rush is telling you, it is a dovecote ladder.
Right, and therefore, they don't have to worry. They're saying they're not so worried about my side. But we said that's all thought. That's all Rosh Hashanah. But in Rosh Hashanah, everyone would agree. Even Beis Hillel would, even Beis Shammai would agree that it's mutter. What did I say, mutter?
Nobody's walking around now.
Sarei, eight out of her ill. No one sees. Rosh Hashanah, no one sees. That's what he wants to say. Comes when I ask the question. Let's go back to the Gemara. Comes when I say we don't understand here. Rav Chanan says, "Inshallah." He's telling me according to Beis Hillel. In Rosh Hashanah Rabin, what's Allah in Rosh Hashanah Rabin? In Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Beis Hillel. Sorry. Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says Mutter. Beis Shammai. In Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Beis Hillel says he's not allowed to. But Rav Chanan tells, what about in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, when no one sees? Beis Shammai.
It would be allowed to do it.
According to Rav Chanan told me Beis Shammai is going to say, you are allowed to. Right? Right, he's saying so. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is also because people might see it. She's like Yachid, it's mutter. No, you don't have to worry about people looking. Come and wear an S. Ini, is it so that you could differentiate between Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid? V'ha'am, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudas, in the name of Rav, Kol Makab Sha'azra Machavim, every place where the Chacham made Azra Asr, Bnei Marasa Ain, because people are going to see. And therefore, we made it Asr. Afilu b'chadrei chadarim, even in the chamber, in a room, inside a room, where no one will see you, still usher, still usher. Say so here also, should still be usher.
It's so right after this, why should be shamay? Mutar.
Heck of a shamay say. Heck of a b'chadrei chadarim, shamay hold.
It's mutar,
it's mutar, it's mutar, it's mutar, it's mutar, it's mutar, it's we have a rule, whatever is Asr, which is a rabbi because of Maris Ayin, also Asr, which is a Yachid. That's the rule, right?
Yes.
What?
What you may see now, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, why do you have this claw? So do the questions.
So it's that, let's just see the claw. So let's
can you use more
hold the question for a minute.
Private domain. How can you use that?
Okay, so hold on for a second. Let's just get the Gemara. It's a good question. We'll understand that concept in a minute. So what's the Gemara asking right now? How could you differentiate in Rabbi Yehuda between? How could you differentiate between?
How
could
you differentiate
Mishama? Mishama between Shadar and Shadar.
Right,
Ben. Why is the question now? Now everyone's asking, what's this rule exactly? That you can't differentiate between. What's shot in that rule that you can't differentiate between Shadar and Shadar? As I say, though. People always see, the whole thing is from the Maharaj side. People always see things from the Rav. They don't see the Rosh Hashanah. So why is it, what's Shadar and Rav's whole rule? How do you understand the rule of Rav at all? That if it was there, it's Shadar and Rosh Hashanah. So what's one Pshat?
Somebody that's in your Yafi is going to go out and do it in the Rav.
Sometimes people might see you also Rosh Hashanah. You might have a guess. And I'll also come to make the mistake.
Or you make it so familiar by doing this in your home.
Ah, it's there, Pshat.
When you go outside, you
may,
yeah, inside, like, can I do that?
That's also a good shot.
So when Chazal was talking, that they also included the Rishas Yachid with it.
That's the Mishabur explains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he was talking to Chatri, that's what they did. Mishabur says, that's long as they're in. Right. So which means that's what Duran says. Duran. He says, either we're so afraid that if he does it Rishas Yachid, he'll also do it at Rishas Rabin. Mm. Right? If we let you do it at Rishas Yachid, you're also going to do the Rishas HaRabim. We don't want you doing the Rishas HaRabim. So we never let you do it. Don't let yourself get accustomed to it. Or, we're afraid someone's going to, even if you do it inside your house, someone's going to come into your house and see you doing it, even inside. So we're also worried someone's going to see you doing it inside, in private. Right? So Mishmur says that they, what's that called? What? So, we have a rule. So, first of all, how can you tell me Mishama differentiate between Surah and Shayach? We have a rule. One area in a situation of issue with Mara Sayin, this is Surah and Avarish Shayach. That's the Mara's question now.
How can they still,
Mishama
disagree with that?
How could Mishama also
this? Right. So, how can we, so, who are we really, are we at least
going
to.
Only in Shayach in public.
How could Mishama and Mutter?
Exactly. How can you go against this rule if you just said that?
Right. So really we're asking Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan, you told me this is what Mishamai says, right? If I were to read the Mishnah myself, what would I say? Personally. The Mishnah told me, she's a Rav, Eresh Le'yachin. They still said it's Aser. If she's a Rav, Eresh Le'yachin, go with all the rules. Right? Rav Chanan wants to tell us, no. If she's a Rav, it's Aser. She's a Yachin, it's what? So on him we're asking, Rav Chanan, what are you talking about? Rav Chanan tells us this rule. So now Rashi has a question. Who cares? What's the worst question? We have a question with I. How can Rav Chanan say such a pshat? I Rav tells me otherwise. So who cares? What's the problem? They're both Amara. Rav Chanan's Amara and Rav's Amara. So what's the question? How can Rav Chanan, you say this is pshat, but Rav argues. So he argues in Rav. He's alive. Rashi he can't. Rashi says it's not you can't. It's not logical. The Gemara is assuming that it's not logical that he did argue. Rav Chanan argued on Rav, even though he's allowed to, because since Rav was the head of all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's just not logical to say that Rav Chanan is arguing on Rav.
We still have your question, though. We could still say that. Why say that he was the good Ador? You could say that Rav was still a Tana. So maybe he couldn't, if not, said that Rav Chanan couldn't argue on Rav.
Because what?
Because Rav was a Tana.
Rav was a Mora.
He was both, because no, he's both. Rav is both.
Yeah, but it says clearly in the Rashi says Rav.
And instead, because now we're asking, the worst question is, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to, because they were allowed. I'm around. We're allowed to argue on Rav. Rav,
we're not.
No.
Oh, the door aren't allowed to, except for Shmuel.
Not that we're allowed to even. Instead of it, it's not logical. We're not saying he's not allowed to.
So he's saying logical and allowed is the same thing.
No, it's not. The Gemara says
it's not logical. It's not allowed.
The Gemara is asking, that's not logical, that's what he tells you, that's not Svara. The Rav Chanan is arguing Rav. Rav is the biggest Rosh Hashiva of the generation. He came out with a huge halacha, huge put up signs all over the place. All the Rabbanas are Asra, which is a Rav, or Asra, even in your innermost chambers.
You can only do things that are at least Svara. You can only do things that are logical. You can't do something that's logical. So
you can't.
Think Svara is the same thing as Rosh Hashiva.
No, because the Gemara is not asking, like Rav Shabbat, who cares? But you're asking Rav Chanan, but Rav said different. So why argue? What's your question? Why is it a question on me? Right. I'm allowed to argue, so what's the problem? Rav Chanan said a statement like this, and Rav argues. I don't hold like Rav. Why is the Gemara stuck on it? It's a question. How could it be? Right? So I think the Gemara is asking that we're assuming this doesn't make sense. We're assuming that something's wrong over here. We're misunderstanding something. Because it's not logical that Rav Chanan should argue on Rav. to Argon to be the head of the generation. It's not logical. Could it be? Yeah, it could be. Why I say maybe something went wrong over here. Right? Why not saying it's not? That's Rash saying. Why is that stuck? It's not like a huge kasha of Chana. How could you do it? It's more like we're trying to say, it's not logical that that's what Rav Chana really said. Try to find what do you really say? What really happened? Right?
Why would Rav Chana be arguing that Rav comes back to the war? Ah, because it's Tanai. Because he's got Tanai,
right.
Support.
Right, so he's not Mamsha arguing himself. Because, right, let's see Rashi. Well, let's see Rashi, Kaddish. V'ham Rav Yehuda Marav. Five lines down the wide line. Probably the Rav, the Chulu, say the Kasha to Rav, and the Rechana. Question from Rav, onto Rechana. I have Avgad the Rav, even though Rav is also Amara. So Rechana is Amara, he could argue on him. Amara, he says, no. Ma'akshine, why do we ask on him? Mifanisha Ravon shall call B'nai Agayla, haya, b'der. Because Rav was the Rebbe of the entire generation. Rav is the leader of the generation. Therefore, what I'm asking is, the way Tosfos says, it's not logical that Rav Chana should be arguing on Rav. Fine, we'll stop right here. So we can try to do Chazara now till 12 o'clock.